Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It is February the 20th, 7:05 in the morning. It is the 20th, isn't it, Bob?
I think that is what my computer says, sir.
Linda's under the weather a little bit, so we don't have her smiling face here in her dulcet tones, but I've got Bad Bob. Hey, Bad Bob, we got a big show today. We got Jim Nielsen. Senator Jim Nielsen is calling in, talking about this fire tax. I swear to gosh that here we are, you know, the governor puts it back in there because there's some things that were wrong, plus the fact that they're finding out the wildfire people are putting all these funds into a separate little slush fund that they're using probably for Slurpees, or whatever else they do with it. And now, I mean, you know, the Record Searchlight is just saying, here's another example of big government. You know, something's happening.
You know, when the Searchlight talks about big government.
Either the Searchlight is coming to our side, or I'm starting to see things about the Record Searchlight. I mean, they've had 4, 5, 6 editorials.
But this is really egregious.
Yeah, I'm going, oh my gosh. I mean, is it me? Is it them? I hope it's them. Anyway. Oh, okay. But he's going to be on. We'll have the sheriff back on. Kind of finish up on this 109 stuff and a few other things that way. A lot of stuff's happening in our community. And did I just waste 2.5 hours of my life last night at the city council? And I'll talk about that in a little bit if I get a chance to. General John Allen, if you remember, General John Allen headed up the war in Afghanistan and was nominated to take over NATO, has just retired. He cited personal reasons. General Allen was also the object of an investigation that said he had done had sent inappropriate emails, not sexual, but inappropriate. Just part of that. He got caught in the Petraeus splash that just happened to happen right before the election, and ensured that anything Petraeus was going to say wasn't going to happen. Anyway, but John Allen, who is an honorable guy. I've known John Allen for 30 years, has retired for personal reasons. Perhaps he has seen that, sometimes it's time to fold the tents and go softly into the night. What else we have? We have a lot of things we're going to be talking about. But first, as we do every morning at this time, we're going to talk to the Wells Fargo advisors for our Market Minute. Chris Lasondak. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are a little changed. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down a fraction of a point at 14,035. The S&P 500 down just about 3 points at 1528, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 7 points at 3,206. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 107 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America unchanged at $12.19. Office Max up $1.30 at $14.30. Office Depot down 4 cents at $4.98. And Hewlett Packard up 21 cents at $17.10. Of local interest, PG&E down 27 cents at $42.95. Safeway's up 7 cents at $20.53. And North Valley Bank up a penny at $16.79. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.03%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.29. Oil's up 2 cents a barrel, at $96.68. And precious metals are lower. Gold down $17.11 an ounce at $15.87.10. While silver's down 60 cents an ounce at $28.82. This is Chris Lasondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Head on down to Park Marina Drive where they have the offices, or give them a call at 530-243-7561. Good people telling you how to make those investments, or helping you with your investments on Wall Street. Bad Bob, weather.
We have 41 degrees in town right now, and we'll see mostly high, mostly sunny, I should say, a high of 61, 10 to 15 mile an hour winds tonight, partly cloudy, low still around 35 degrees, pile on the blankets, and tomorrow sunny skies, a high of 63, once again 41, and the weather brought to you by Anselmo
Vineyards.
That's
right, Anselmo Vineyards. Tomorrow night is pizza, and of course music on the weekends, great food out there, great ambiance. The place is beautiful out there. It's the gardening and the projects out there, their garden that they take fresh vegetables out of to put in their menu is going. Hey, you know, Bad Bob, Record Search Night must their circulation must have dropped a little bit.
How's that?
Well, because on the front page, they have Anselmo's name on the front page of the Record Searchlight, and it's always good for selling papers.
Mm-hmm.
How they're tying the, you know, the people we had in here yesterday, the Integrity Project?
Yeah.
Website tied to Anselmo. The grassroots effort lists two of his supporters. But it's unclear at this point whether Anselmo himself is affiliated with the project. But that's not in the...
But the implication,
you know,
is
of course
there.
It's there. You know what? It's you know what? They went, okay, well, who paid for the website? Must have been Anselmo. And, you know, it goes down. And then Les Baugh, God bless Les, says, well, you know, Russ Maul quit. So there shouldn't be any problem with, there shouldn't be any problems in county government. It was Russ Maul. Well, if Russ Maul was the problem, Les, why didn't you all fire him? I mean, you could have, right? And you told me that it takes three of you to fire him. Well, he never was fired. Larry Lees couldn't fire him. So now they've put Rick Simon, the number two man under Russ Maul, be in charge. And because of that, there should be no more problems in the county permitting or any of the zoning regulations, permits, or anything. That's what Les Baugh is saying. I think the people from the Integrity Project, and there's hundreds and hundreds of them, don't exactly believe that's true. You might ask some of the people that have been impacted that, in fact, you're going to probably be seeing and listening to many of them as they cycle through here. With shows about permitting and problems they're having and why the Integrity Project was needed. Am I a member of it? No. I'm not a member of the Integrity Project. However, I see why people might feel that way, that they need to have some place they can go to or talk to. There's no Board of Appeals on it. And now we have Rick Simon. And Rick Simon, did not return a phone call to the Record Searchlight. Maybe we can get Rick on and say, what does he envision as changes?
Can we find out what Simon says?
And we'll take a break on that. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460. That was fun.
To find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. If you've been waiting to fill your tank, now is the time. We employ some of the best delivery drivers out there. So give Danny a call and get on the dispatch. And if you're in the mountains, you might see a dog sled pull up with a 55-gallon barrel strapped on it. We will get to you. Be patient. For all the folks with no power, we have a lot of portable heaters ready to go and odorless kerosene. If you need propane, we have 25 to 1-gallon bottles ready to go. Stop by the plant, even if it's raining, we'll go outside and wait on you. If you have a small heater or an older one and you want to trade up, give Johnny or Bobby a call. We'll see what we can do to get you into a new heater or maybe a tune-up. With everybody using online for ordering fuel or paying their bills, Kathy and Sherry are feeling a little neglected. So give them a call and say hello. 241-2196. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah! Welcome back. It is 7:16, February the 20th. Carlin in the bot. Linda, under the weather a little bit. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I haven't jumped in the chat room. I mean, I've jumped in, but I haven't jumped in a lot. Bad Bob is, though. We're going to take a look at that. Okay, what else is happening? Yeah, the Integrity Project. It's not going to go away. General Allen retiring. How about this? Drug overdose deaths have reached the numbers. They've reached 38,000. 38,000 deaths a year. 1 in 6 are suicide. And these aren't just illegal drug overdoses like meth or heroin. 60% are from prescribed painkillers. And this is up, this number is up, I mean, 12,000-15,000 from the last year they kept records. I think it was 2011. The question is this. I mean, 38,000, you know, we talk about people killed with guns, but 38,000 people killed, 60% of these are prescription painkillers. If 1 in 6 are suicides, that means the remaining group are taking them by accident. They're overprescribed. They've been given drugs. They've been given different types of drugs that react on each other, and it kills them. I'm not sure how that works like that. As far as the different drugs, but 38,000 and mainly from, you know, the majority, 6 out of 10 from a prescribed drug. What's being done about this? What's being said? Do you see anything? Do you see anything, Bob, that there's a senator standing up or a congressman standing up that says, this is horrible. We have 38,000 Americans dying a year because of maybe the prescriptions were wrong?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they said, or they were overprescribed, or they're, you know, that they're addictive. Everybody knows they're addictive. But I don't see anything that says we need to take a really good look at this, because we've got 38,000 Americans dying every year from drugs.
Or the number of teens who commit suicide by means such as jumping off of bridges, which is something that happened in my past. A teen with whom I was my stepson did that. We're going to outlaw bridges?
Well, no, you can't outlaw bridges. I wasn't really tying it to the gun thing, though you can. I'm just thinking that right now the leading cause of death is prescribed drugs.
Yeah.
Prescription drugs.
Oh, they love to throw pills at things, I'll tell you that.
Well, my cousin was in the Army and been badly injured, and he was taking, he was going to the VA. I believe it was the VA. He could have been someplace out in town. He was getting a month's supply of pills every time he wanted it, and he was taking a month's supply of pills in like, maybe a week. And he was really up on painkillers. And he finally realized one day he was killing himself, so he checked into the VA detox center, came out and never used them again, or used them in the way they're prescribed. Anyway, we've got to take a break. When we come back, still waiting Senator Nielsen's phone call. But what we want to talk about is what happened at City Council last night. We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices. Boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, camping and RV accessories, plus kids' trout fishing pond, bass fin fishing demos, Dutch oven and barbecue cook-off, and the North West Big Game Taxidermy, featuring big game animal mounts. Hunters, bring in your horns to be officially scored at Northwest Display in Trinity Hall. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, houseboat giveaways, splash dog competition, backcountry horsemen, Gunner the Clydesdale, and much more. There's something for everyone. March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the 27th Annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by KHSL, CBS 12, and KNBN, NBC 24, North Valley Bank, Coors Light, and this radio station.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. Community radio for the North State. Good morning. It is 7:23 in the morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And of course, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and our chat room is going. Last night, I was there at City Hall. Last October, and due to cause, RFP was put out to change, you know, to request proposals to take over the public access channel. That, for a variety of reasons, all enumerated by Rod Dinger, and there was many of them, they wanted to have to, and they wanted, after giving appropriate warnings and time to get things accomplished and nothing happened, they put out this request for proposals to run, to see if anybody else wanted to take on the task of providing public access TV to Reading and the North State. Well, the Shasta County Arts Council, another interested group, and whose name is escaping right now, and then the RCAC themselves put together the RFPs. Shasta Community Media. That's who the other group was, and then the group that was running the RCAC. Well, and I'll just tell you, I'm associated with the Shasta County Arts Council in the sense of wanting to get this, TV station back online where it's in doing what it's supposed to do, which is provide access to the public to have put on TV shows, educational shows, music, whatever. But it's, you know, there's $70,000 a year or more, being given by the cable channel, to make this happen, that pays for equipment and all that, not salaries on it. Anyway, I figured it was good. Linda and I figured it was good for the community. Okay, we'll get involved in this. Deborah Lucero, put together a really well done proposal. And then, she and three others of us went in front of a board consisting of two experts in this public access TV from out of town. A member of our education, Office of Education, and a member of the city council, city managers group. Gary Cadd was there and listened to all of them, listened to the presentations. At the end of this, after all this time in this, this was awarded, the staff said, and they put a numeric number on it, and Shasta County Arts Council finished way ahead, followed by the Shasta Community Media, and the Reading Community Access Corporation was dismally low. So last night they made their proposal is that the public access channel, contract be given to the Shasta County Arts Council. Well, not so fast. I'm not even going to address people getting thrown underneath the bus because there's no reason to. The big thing was that the Shasta, or the Reading RCAC says, well, equipment belongs to us anyway. And Tim Pappas, the lawyer who has spanked the city on a couple occasions, gets up and he says, the way the contract's written, it appears that the equipment, even though paid for by public fees, belongs to the RCAC guys that have not been doing their job in the past. And so when they asked the director of their board to come up, he says, well, I can't say if we're going to give the equipment back or not. I mean, this is what he said. He said, you know what? The board has to vote on that. Whether they're going to give $250,000 of equipment bought for on the public education funds and give that to the next group that's going to run this. And then in the middle of this, the council votes then to have another presentation by all three groups. In other words, changing the rules of the RFP. Which is fine, they can do that. But my thing here is, we as the people can't go forward until the matter with who owns the equipment is, the people that owns the equipment, this is clear. Either RCAC owns the equipment or they don't, or they're willing to turn the equipment over to the next group or they don't. But that's got to be settled before you go forward anymore, before you spend one more minute on this. And then, once that's settled, then the city has to make the arrangements. Either, have RCAC say, okay, you know what? We're not going to run it anymore, but here's the equipment that was bought for in these funds. And, I heard some of the wildest things last night. Oh, no, we'll just keep the equipment and just make, and we'll hand it over to, we'll hand it over to the public access, channel. Cause we can do, we can now do TV shows. It's been 2 years and now we can do TV shows. Okay. I'm not going to get into that one. But the point is this, is that if they do own the equipment because the contract was written bad, somebody really needs to take a look at the contract. And I tell you what, city manager Kurt Starman says, we've always thought that the equipment belonged to us. The charter always thought the equipment belonged to the city. But Duvernay, the lawyer, goes, well, you know what? We're going to need to take a look at this because maybe it is ambiguous. And maybe it is. But you know what? It was enlightening to be there to watch this happen last night.
But the money came from the ratepayers. Am I incorrect in that?
No, you know what? That has nothing to do with it. The thing is, did you ever hear about the little boy that he had the football and if he wasn't made quarterback, he took his ball and went home? you know, I'm kind of thinking RCAC with that. Now, the other thing, too, is I think right away they should check the Redding Police Chief Rob Poletti's contract to make sure that somehow in the contract that he does not own every one of the police cars in the city. We'll be right back after these messages.
Stocks are searching for direction in early trading ahead of the latest minutes from the Federal Open Market Committee's January meeting. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is just about flat. Meanwhile, a new report shows the IRS paid more than $1 million for an estimated 14,000 air cards and over 750 Blackberries for employees that went unused for at least three straight months in 2011. The government employees were assigned 35,000 taxpayer-funded air cards and 4,400 Blackberries during 2011 with a price tag of more than $11 million. The IRS has agreed to review employees' technology use. The report was conducted by the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. And Manchester United's chief executive David Gill is stepping down from his position effective June 30th. The football club's executive vice chairman Ed Woodward will be replacing Gill as CEO. Gill will still stay on, though, as a director. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Do you owe the IRS over $20,000 in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or are under audit? Are your receivables being levied? If you're an independent contractor or business owner, you must know your rights and options. The IRS has the power to take your receivables and shut you down. Tax Resolution Services can help. Tax Resolution Services will completely handle your case for you and deal with the IRS on your behalf and can negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Call Tax Resolution Services now at 866-IRS-PROBLEMS or log on to taxresolution.com.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. To reduce energy costs, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will show you a new high-efficiency system that can save you money. Call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning for a free estimate at 221-2642 or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhart, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Carl and the Bot. It is 7:34. Our guest is on the line, Senator Jim Nielsen. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Free Fire Radio, and Carl, you are free-fired up today.
Well, you know what? You know, when you find out that a contract's written by the city and all the equipment that's supposed to go on to the next group may be owned by the first group, I just question things after that, you know? So, anyway. Hey, Senator, this fire tax, the governor is turning it around, and it's even worse now. You're going to make it into a tax.
Well, yeah, it's a tax, and we're hiring people to go out and impose it on more people. It's just stunning. The twisted around was supposed to be for prevention. No, I always said it was about more money for government. Do I need proof? Here's proof. What are we going to do? We're going to use it. We're going to have a confiscation fund here, and we're going to have people that go out and identify more properties to tax. It's all about more money for government, folks, and it is not needed.
It's not needed, and the fact is that this, you know, the way they're going to do it now, because with their supermajority, and they're just, okay, you're right, it's not a fee, it is a tax, and we're going to tax, you know, a very small portion of the state of California to pay for all this. And this is that, didn't I just see in the paper yesterday that there's millions of dollars that the people that fight these fires have put into a slush fund and not back into the general fund?
Sure, it was put into a little slush fund for the purposes of getting more taxes from the people. I was again quoted yesterday in papers all over California about the horrible, I don't know, I guess I'd have to almost call it extortion, but let's just say it's leveraging of property owners when the fire starts on their property, and now the state, the federal government, and the state are going to go after the property owners to pay for the fire.
Yeah.
Just willy-nilly. And they just literally admitted that was really just about getting more money for government. But they said, well, it's justified because they started the fire. Well, wait a minute. That's something that does happen. And by the way, aren't there certain organizations and groups and individuals who for decades have filed lawsuits that stop good stewardship and management of our forests and wildlands? Are we going to hit them with paying for the fire because they created all the fuel? Are we going to hit every camper that goes out into the forest through the summer and the fall to camp with their family and their fire gets away from it, so now they're going to be liable for the fire? Sure, it's only about more money for government.
Well, you know, the thing about it is I think you're right about, and you could call it leveraging, but if a fire starts on somebody's property and it's not their fault, are they still going to be charged for something like that?
Well, that's the way it'll be proven by the state or the federal government beyond a reasonable doubt, as it would have to be in a court, that they were culpable. And then they would not have to pay these extortionist amounts of money there could be a fair amount for the putting out the fire. Maybe that's reasonable. I would argue maybe that's not even reasonable, but certainly not if they were not absolutely unequivocally responsible for it, and only to the degree is that there was really a cost incurred to the state.
Yeah. But you know what? I think you're right. I the word leverage, you know, it can take, you know, and the thing about it is there's no way of stopping this. Brown says it's gonna, even an independent board that's come out, or, you know, for consumers, independent, completely independent, has looked at it and said, this isn't fair. This is absolutely wrong. But it doesn't make any difference because they're gonna turn around and with the supermajority, they're gonna pass it because they can. They've got the two-thirds.
Yeah, that is very difficult, but they're gonna trip over their excesses. Enough of us are gonna get affected by all of this that we're really gonna get mad. Like the $150 fire tax, and they're going to be imposing that on more people to a larger degree than ever before. They're going to be raising that. The department will be. There is no question about it. It's incredible. So if the taxpayers are reluctant to give the state more money, this was actually a direct quote 2 years ago, early in the budget, by some key leaders. They said, well, if you won't give us the tax increases, we will find other ways to get the money. Well, here's one of the ways they have found to get our money. And now we have people in Cal Fire has their tax collectors. In effect, we thought that was the franchise tax board. Well, now all of the agencies are going to get in on the deal. Fish and Game's been doing it too.
Oh yeah.
So they're all going to get in on the game.
That's Fish and Wildlife. Hey Jim, that's Fish and Wildlife now.
I refuse to call it that.
I wonder how much did that cost to change that? You know, because I've talked to some of the Fish and Game guys, they weren't real happy about this.
No, and they claim it didn't cost them anything, and they referenced a former name change in an agency back in the 80s. It didn't cost any money. I don't believe that at all, but I don't even care what it cost to change the name.
Yeah.
The whole purpose of changing the name was to diminish hunting in California, period.
Sure, sure it was. Okay, hey, look, we've got to take a quick break. Senator, when we come back, I'd like to talk about the latest is AB 109. I mean, we're, you know, and they're talking about releasing more criminals out on the streets. And, you know, what's the pulse down there in Sacramento? Are they planning on doing that, really? Turning loose the next group of hardened offenders out on the streets again? We'll get back to you right after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. Our guest, Senator Jim Nielsen. We'll be right back.
Do you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner at the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
Come down to Wind River Casino and play your cards right on the third Thursday of the month from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. and join us for exciting fun as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the ultimate party pit. Offering $1 select tables, drink specials, party pit pong, party wheel for free prizes, pimp cup giveaway, friendly dealers, and an exclusive DJ in the party pit. No one else in town offers this. For the party pit details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make your hump day a bit more exciting. Join us at Wind River Casino's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Get Over the Hump Comedy Wednesdays. Drink specials and laughs with friends. Enjoy a knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be better after a long day at the office? Laughs, drink specials, and a free live comedy show every Wednesday night. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. It's better on the river.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. Linda's under the weather a little bit. 7:45 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, outstanding coffee, great prices. They will meet or beat any of the tobacco prices in town and been in business for over 30 years supporting this community. Veterans always get discounts there. People always treated royally at Tobacco and Brew. Our guest, Senator Jim Nielsen. Senator, when we left, we're talking about AB 109. Does it look like there's going to be another release of prisoners?
Yes, there will be. And in fact, I'm wearing my Board of Prison Terms lapel pin that I designed many years ago. In response that we're going to do something about this. Yes, the releases will continue, and the carnage on the streets will continue until enough Californians get mad enough that enough legislators decide they're going to do something about it. Right now, it is like nothing's happening. Everything's fine out there. There is no problem. That is what most of my colleagues believe. They don't think about this at all. I guess enough citizens that they represent know themselves and not become victimized. And so it's like the, you know, their ostrich head in the sand. There is no problem. Well, folks, there is a problem. And here's one of the signs that you have that there's a problem. It's kind of an interesting phenomenon in the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. When high officials in that department realize that the fire's heating up, they always find other places to go to get out of Dodge before the fire hits the city. And the top guy in the Department of Corrections left to become the head of CSAC, County Supervisors Association. What an irony. The architect of this disastrous realignment that has caused us all to be victimized is now promoted to become the head of all the counties in California who he has been opposing this terrible tragedy upon. Wow. The number two person now has also left. So they have found other good jobs. Well, maybe they did find other good jobs, and I expect they're very good paying jobs, but that is typical in the department, that the people are jumping off the ship. There is then a recognition from them that there's a problem. But amongst the legislators and the governor, they still think everything's hunky-dory, it's going great, and full speed ahead.
Yeah. You know what? We could talk about this one all day, but I've got a bunch of great questions coming in from our people here.
Please, let's talk.
Our sheriff has stood up and to protect our Second Amendment rights, and the question is are you standing with us to protect our Second Amendment rights from the Democrats down there with all these new laws?
Well, our sheriff's been a great one up there forever, you bet, and he's solidly. Now, let me answer the question in this respect. It's this coming Saturday, I am being accorded the Legislator of the Year honor by the California Rifle and Pistol Association. And that's 25 years after I was first named Rifle and Pistol Association Legislator of the Year. The point is, I've always been there, I always will be. The answer is not take our guns, confiscate our guns and everything else, but ensure the Second Amendment rights, address criminal behavior by that's what it is, criminal behavior. It is about human behavior. It is not about our guns.
Yeah, when you've got, I saw a press conference the other day that just sent chills through my back here when I was listening to your fellow senators up there talking about how they needed to take all those nasty weapons away from people, and that the police chief actually said that a pistol was not a defensive weapon. I mean, how do you deal with jerks like this?
Well, you kind of bite your tongue and you have to move on past them and reach the constructive solutions. This very day, a small group who I have assembled will be meeting to discuss a package of bills that we will be introducing, myself and a few other members of the legislature, to modify significantly change AB 109. I don't look to just complaining. We look to solutions. They have refused to move ahead with any solutions, so we now will. And if we are not successful in the legislature this year of these bills to significantly modify AB 109, then we will take it directly to the citizens.
I think that's a great idea. You know, I find it just so, and one of our commenters in here, I find it so almost humorous that in the midst of dumping more criminals on us, they take away our weapons to protect ourselves.
Well,
only in California.
That's a perverse irony. It surely is. Absolutely. But they will pay the price. We are already paying the price. But those who made this decision will pay the price as well. Then they'll pound their chest and say, I didn't mean to let that person out. And I will say, I'm sorry you did. But now will you help me stop this mess?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, we've got to take another quick break. Senator, when you come back, we've got questions about the peripheral tunnel. If you can address that one when we get back. This is Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. We'll be right back with Senator Jim Nielsen.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine. Increase the value of your vehicle, and we'll have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to KCNR 1460, Carl Lindebach. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, you name it, they can do it. They do great work. Give them a call at 530-221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Good people. I mean, these are good people and they do great work. Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest is Senator Jim Nielsen. Good morning again, Senator.
Good morning, sir, indeed.
Okay.
We're still fighting.
Still fighting. Well, you know, Jim, I think I told your assistant yesterday, you're such a pugnacious guy. I mean, you're into the fight, and we've noticed that from the beginning. So we're not concerned about you ever just saying, okay, enough of this.
Well, let's say constructively pugnacious. I don't just go looking for fights.
I understand. the peripheral tunnel, can you address that?
Well, we don't need it. We can't afford it. Governor Brown wants it on his legacy, so he would be viewed as a builder, as was his father. But it's the wrong solution to a problem we do not have. It's another way to move water south, to isolate the Delta from its water supply, which I argue is not good for the Delta, and I speak as one who has represented the Delta, for many, many years. And, it's just another one of these pipe dreams, if you will. To use a little comparison applicable to this issue, along with the speed rail. You know, we don't need or can't afford either one of them. But they're heck bent on getting those done, and they're moving ahead. The speed rail is going to cost us $350 million. They're arguing that the peripheral tunnels will all be paid for by the contractors. Be advised that we, the California citizens, are going to be paying quite a bit, but a bit for that too. And we're going to be paying the price of something we do not need.
Well, you know, if we don't need it, and the argument for having the tunnel is to what, move water? Is that the whole thing, is to move more water south or into the
Well, where? they'll argue that it's to save the delta, and that's a big constructive solution. But this is one where even the environmentalists and I are on the same side. They don't agree that it's going to help the delta, and I don't either. I don't believe it's about the delta. It's about moving water south, facilitating it, and it's about one person's dream of their legacy. That's what it's about.
I think, the legacy of having more criminals on the street and weapons taken away from law-abiding citizens and fire taxes and more taxes, I mean, that's a pretty good legacy for the Democrats. They want tunnels and high-speed rails, too? Come on, they can't have it all.
No, they surely can't. And, and the citizens, you know, why did they elect a two-thirds majority to give us this? I don't know. They seem to have elected the two-thirds majority in spite of it, because I would hope the citizens knew about all of these things beforehand, but maybe they didn't. Well, and along with it, they get $45 billion worth of new taxes, plus all these other subtle unspoken taxes that we are talking about, like the fire tax, and there you go. But on the other hand, I still have faith in the citizens, and when we all get mad enough, we do finally rule. We can even beat the bureaucracy back sometimes, but frankly, that's one of the differences today that we have never had before. That is the power of the third branch of government. There are a lot of really wonderful people who were state employees. I know them, and in fact, I thanked a bunch of them just the other day for something that they did. An agency that really went to bat for one of our hospitals, and they went out of their way to be accommodating. That's rare, but when they do that, we thank them. But now those agencies have become all-powerful, and that is very disturbing.
Well, it is disturbing. And, the thing about it is if you do something, I can get a whole bunch of people around, and we can at the next election change it. If somebody in a bureaucracy does something, we don't know who they are. We don't know who gave the direction on it. And if they do something that's harmful to all of us, they go and get another job. Still within the bureaucracy, still being paid for by the, by the taxpayers. There's no, what's the check and balance on it, Jim?
Well, even yesterday, there was this big hearing on the mess with the state parks, squiring that money away. A big hearing on it. But nothing to be done. And the answer, even of the administration, is, well, the people who perpetrated that are gone. Well, some of them are gone, a couple of them, from government, but they didn't pay any price. And others who are gone simply got reassigned to something else. So there was no price, and there was possibly even some justification for criminal investigation of some of this, and it's being just ignored, covered up. Oh, sure, there was a great hearing. Again, the thumping of chest and pounding of the chest and all these great pronouncements.
Yeah.
But did anything come of it? No.
Nothing.
Now it is expected that we, the people, will just forget about it, go our merry way, and the agencies continue their roughshod running over us.
Well, the agencies, as somebody has told me one time, have the philosophy, I'll be here after you're gone, type thing.
That's what they think. You betcha.
Yeah.
Well, Lord willing, and the citizens give me an opportunity, I'll still be a thorn in their side for quite a while yet to come.
We need somebody to at least wave the flag now and then, against them. So, anyway, hey, Senator, I know you're on your way to another place here, and I sure appreciate you calling in this morning and kind of giving us a heads up on what's going on.
Well, it's a bright and wonderful day. And
it
ladies
is.
And gentlemen, though we kind of bemoan certain things, my point to you today, there are solutions. There are constructive answers. I'm working on them this very day in terms of AB 109. There will be for other things. But the only reason that we will lose, citizens, is we don't stand up and let our voices be known, be free fire radioing ourselves every day.
Hey, thanks a lot, Senator. Have a great day, and thanks for being with us this morning.
You bet. Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, let me see. Got about 40 seconds left, and then Sheriff Tom Basinkle's with us. We're going to be talking AB 109 again. But we also want to talk about a few other things that are happening here in town. And get his take on that, especially the Second Amendment. Senator Nielsen said he's standing with you, Tom. You know, four square with you on this subject.
Senator Nielsen is a great guy and very much a pro Second Amendment person. Glad to have him on my side.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. 9 days before big looming budget cuts hit Washington, get another warning from the Pentagon about a bunch of lost paychecks. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
In an open letter to all DOD personnel, Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta warns that if the sequestration cuts kick in March 1st, there could eventually be furloughs for civilian employees. He says the president will exempt military personnel funding, but he can't do that for the civilian personnel. Republicans say it didn't need to come to this.
The reality is that the president could have stopped it. The House of Representatives has passed not one but two bills that would have stopped it.
Virginia Representative Randy Forbes says the problem is the president continues to insist on raising more tax revenue as the cost of stopping the sequester rather than spending cuts. Dave?
Mike, the search continues for a missing woman the day after a natural gas explosion in Kansas City.
They're working on about 3 or 4 foot of debris.
Fire Chief Paul Berardi, that debris used to be a restaurant. Unfortunately, it was evacuated just before the blast that left 14 people injured. The murder case against Oscar Pistorius further detailed in court in South Africa. Fox's Greg Palcott in Pretoria.
The lead detective in the case, he said that they heard a neighbor saying that they were shouting nonstop for 1 hour before the killing.
The Olympic track star's lawyer got the detective, though, to admit that neighbor lives about a third of a mile away. Pistorius is trying to get out on bail, claiming he thought the girlfriend he killed in the bathroom was a robber. A 35-mile stretch of highway between Bakersfield and Los Angeles, California, is still closed the morning after hundreds of drivers got stuck in a snowstorm.
I like that it sort of got the winter feel finally. I don't like the slick roads.
Others were stranded to the north in Sonora. This as a nasty storm brews tonight into tomorrow in the Midwest. Some areas from Nebraska to Missouri could get 1 to 2 feet of snow. In the south, there's a chance for tornadoes. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 13 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Anne was indignant, near tears. She'd answered a client's question. She'd meant to help her boss and show speed. Her boss, however, was furious. He believed Anne had overstepped her bounds. Adding fuel to the fire, all communication was by email. Neither could see the other's point. No smiley face icon would end this standoff. This is Howard Butt, Jr. of Laity Lodge. Anne had a double problem, a misunderstanding compounded by distance. She ended the standoff in a 1-2 punch. One, she picked up the phone. Two, she softened her voice and let her boss explain first. From there, things improved. In our digital world, many solutions still require the human touch in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Drew Peterson goes back to court this hour. The ex-cop turned wife killer is still fighting his conviction. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live outside the courthouse in Joliet, Illinois.
Drew Peterson is still a suspect in the disappearance of his fourth wife as he faces up to 60 years in prison for the murder of his third wife. Peterson's new defense team is trying to show that former lead attorney Joel Brodsky botched the trial. Defense attorney Steve Greenberg put Brodsky on the stand yesterday but insists,
"This is not between me and Joel Brodsky. This is between Drew Peterson and the people of the state of Illinois."
Will County State's attorney James Glasgow says,
"If Judge Bermilla rules in our favor, which hopefully we believe will happen, we'll be ready to proceed to sentencing."
Which Glasgow thinks could happen as soon as today. Dave?
Jennifer, former Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. is also in court in Washington.
"I think he messed up."
That's one of his old constituents in Chicago. Jackson resigned last year after taking a mental health leave and is accused of spending $750,000 in campaign money for personal use. He's worked out a plea deal, and Jackson's wife, Sandy, is also expected to plead guilty to tax fraud. We'll find out who the Oscars go to Sunday night, and the best actress could be the oldest or youngest ever.
The category is one that celebrates the young and the seasoned.
You've got the oldest nominee in that category, who's Emmanuel Riva, who's 85 years old, and Kvenjane Wallace, who's 9 years old, for the Beasts of the Southern Wild.
Perry Medved with movie ticketing site Fandango says he wouldn't be surprised if the little girl takes home the gold, setting a record for the youngest actress to ever win an Oscar.
The whole universe depends on everything fitting together.
Also vying for the top acting spot, Naomi Watts for The Impossible, Jessica Chastain for Zero Dark Thirty, and Jennifer Lawrence for Silver Linings Playbook.
What meds are you on?
Reva has won two Best Actress awards this year, and Lawrence and Chastain have one each. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
An Ohio woman is suing her old company, claiming she was fired right after the election because she voted for President Obama. The company says she was laid off for economic reasons. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460, Carl and the Bot. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 8:05 in the morning on February the 20th. Good morning. Looks like it's going to be a great day. It's 41 degrees right now. It's going to be nice and sunshiny. Yesterday had a little bit of rain. Sheriff Tom Baslinko will be our guest here. There's some new things that are happening in the AB 109 battle. As in our last hour, you just heard Senator Jim Nielsen addressing the fire tax, how unfair it is and how it's probably illegal. But now they're sending it back to our august assembly and Senate and having them revote on it and using their two-thirds majority make it into an official tax. As opposed to a fee. You know, I mean, that is so low. Anyway, Bad Bob, I believe Wells Fargo is on the line.
Mr. Lasondek, what's happening in the market minute?
Well, good morning, Bob. Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets are in negative territory. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 16 points at 14,019. The S&P 500 down 5 points at 1525, while the NASDAQ Composite is down just about 12 points at 3,202. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 187 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's down 769 at 452.24, Qualcomm down 11 cents at 65.56, Google down $2.50 at 804.01, while Microsoft is down a nickel at 27.98. Of local interest, Costco up 6 cents at 101.92, North Valley Bank up 4 cents at 16.82, and Harley-Davidson down 30 cents at 52.10. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.03%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.27. Oil's down 74 cents a barrel at $95.92, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $22.96 an ounce at $15.81.25. Well, silver's down 83 cents at $28.57 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondek at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 for great advice, or stop by Park Marina Drive where their offices are at. I can't believe it broke my heart. He says the Harley-Davidson stock's down 30 cents. Oh, well. Well, it's getting to be summer. It'll go right back up again. What's the weather, Bad Bob?
Carl, right now we're seeing partly cloudy skies, and that'll give way to mostly sunny later on in the day. Hey, the high today should be about 61 degrees and some winds out of the north-northwest, 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 35, and then again mostly sunny tomorrow and a high of 63. In Reading at this time, 41 degrees. The report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, Anselmo Vineyards, just a short ride out of Palisadro, heading up towards Shingletown. And, great food. Oh, my gosh, absolutely fabulous food. The service is number one. Thursday nights are pizza nights, music on the weekends, horseback riding, sporting clays, you name it, they have it up there. What a destination spot it is for people. Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Give them a call for reservations up there. All right. Before we take our break, there's everything is all about women and it's going to be the 8th annual All About Women, a home health and hobbies fair on Saturday, February 23rd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Stop by, find out what's going on. They've got lunch. They've got, you know, Mary's Pizza Shack is there giving lunch. Enter the free drawing for a $100 gas card, sponsored by Hue and Cry, family owned. All About Women is a primary fundraising vehicle for the service programs of Soroptimus International of Anderson and Cottonwood. All About Women. All right. Bad Bob, we're going to take a quick break here. Sheriff Tom Pasinko is with us. Sheriff Tom.
Good morning.
I understand there's some things you all are pushing to do to kind of take down, take the bite out of all these failure to appears.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that a little bit about AB 109 prison realignment here locally and at the state level.
All right, and I want to talk some more about the some more of the stuff that's come down on the Second Amendment. And,
absolutely.
And some of the new rulings, like in I think in Colorado, something about you're limited on the number of bullets you can own, a number of cartridges you can own. I think I saw that yesterday. All right, we'll be right back. Carl on the Bot, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. You want to find out what's going on? Here we are.
Up on the stage, here I go, playing star again. There I go, turn the page.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love our in-store deli with our no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Bakery fresh bread, and of course, our organic produce washed in our purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years. Family owned and operated for three generations. Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Have you or a family member been touched by cancer? The North State Cancer League has made it their mission to join the battle to fight cancer for the last 27 years. On February 23rd, the North State Cancer League will raise funds for the local Reading community. The evening provides a moment for our guests to remember and recognize those who are currently fighting cancer. Take part in joining this event. Contact Molly Oliver at 530-227-5239.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Estate Granite and Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's under the weather a little bit today. She'll be, on the spot with Linda Bott. Tomorrow night, or tomorrow morning, of course, it's Trish Clark. Let's get her all fired up in here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, of course. Veterans issues are veterans get discounts, Espresso Joe's for great coffee, they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town, have assisted and helped and supported this community for over 30 years, Joe and Shelley have, at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people. Okay, Sheriff Tom Pasinko, some things have happened, you've been on the show a lot this month. I mean, it's only 28 days.
In fact, I was looking at my calendar. I said, wow, it just seems like I was on the other day.
Well, I think you and the chief were on the other day as we were railing against AB 109.
Exactly. But, and appropriately so.
Appropriately so. And then you just heard, I don't know if you just heard Jim Nielsen on the line talking about, you know, it's going to get worse and that, you know, frankly, it's not even touching these legislators. And one of the things that we talked about was you're from a large city and people don't even understand AB 109 because they're used to criminals, I guess, being around, and because there are so many people, they just don't understand it. When you get into lower density like us, it becomes a real problem.
You're correct. And Jim, our senator, is hard working guy down in the state capitol and has similar values that we share up here with him.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Okay, now, since then, there have been some things that you and Chief Pelletti are pushing right
mm-hmm.
now.
We have a meeting later today with the Community Corrections Partnership Executive Committee. We just call it the CCPEC. And that's what develops the plan. Part of our plan is to expand the use of GPS electronic monitoring bracelets. We currently have 50 of those available for probation and sheriff's office. Excuse me. And then also work with the judges, the courts, and then on warrants to put on there that if released, they have to have electronic monitoring or EM as we refer to it as. And that will help for the accountability to, if they don't show up in court, we can track them down, arrest them, and get them back into court.
Okay.
There's also pending legislation in the state capitol that if they take their bracelets off, that becomes a prison offense eligible offense to if they're convicted of it.
Okay.
Much like an escape.
But then you have to bring them back to trial again, right?
Correct.
I mean, so if they take off the bracelet and you find them later, you arrest them, and then you charge them with taking the bracelet off, well, there's not enough room in the jail anyway.
We have to do everything we can to keep them housed. That's why we have out-of-county contracts that we have with about five or six counties. And then also, well, those are for sentenced people. And then also, we're in the final stages of getting a contract approved with the state of California for fire camp beds for sentenced people also. And those will be for multi-year offenders.
I know people probably won't find this amusing, but I remember back in the old days. I mean, these are really old days. I don't remember them, but I've read about them. You've got the town tree in the middle of the tree or middle of the city, and you would have like a chain. And on that, you would take bad guys and chain them to the tree so they would stay there. I guess we're beyond that. Huh?
We'd be beyond that. That would probably be unconstitutional as they would consider that cruel and unusual punishment probably.
Oh, okay. Speaking of unconstitutional.
But being the city of trees, we certainly have a lot of trees.
Well, you know what? Every tree can have somebody.
An adopt-a-tree program.
Adopt-a-tree. You know, I know this kind of changed the subject, but the other day I saw a special about on the homeless camps. And it's not the people that, you know, that need a place to stay. It's the incredible amount of trash and tons of material that goes into our environment, that is being left there. I mean, you've seen it, I'm sure. I mean, you've never been out there. I mean, I had no idea. I mean, I'd seen parts of it, but I had no idea that it was this bad. And the policeman that was there saying, oh no, this is not a bad one.
It is, to a degree, amazing, but it is, flabbergasting to see the amounts of trash there. And it's just not trash because, yeah, sure, you're going to have some garbage of the normal stuff, cups and cans and bags and stuff like that. But then you get into human feces, dog feces, and then sometimes they have latrines that most of the places stink of course, of the feces, but of the human urine as well. And it is, can be overwhelming for some person's senses.
Oh, when you drive by, we drove by one the other day. That was downtown, not downtown, but it was close to downtown. And, you could smell that. And it was unusual. I mean, to have something like that happen. Okay. That's kind of a different, subject. Okay. We're going to, take a quick break. We're going to come back. And one of the questions that just came in through the chat room is the Second Amendment. It, right now the Second Amendment is under attack. You wrote a great letter.
Thanks.
Saying, hey, look, you know what? This is wrong. You're dumping criminals on us. You're disarming our population. And it doesn't meet the sniff test for being constitutional.
It's a hot button issue right now.
Well, there's some questions about that, about how do you enforce these or do you enforce these? We'll be right back. We'll be right back after these messages. Sheriff Tom Basinko is our guest. Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Megaliner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at CrownMotorsReading.com.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back.
I'm so glad that we don't have mics in the office.
Oh, welcome back to Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Good morning, everybody. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama County. Senior and veterans discounts and, of course, competitive prices. Locally owned, family operated. It's our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. Our guest, Sheriff Tom Basinko.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're talking now about the constitutionality. If the state of California passes these onerous gun laws, what do you do? What do you do, Sheriff? Do you enforce them?
Depends. First, the gun laws can be enforceable, but they can also be unconstitutional. An example of that is AB 962, which about a year ago became law. It was by Kevin DeLeon out of Los Angeles, and it was restricting ammunition for rifles. But the ammunition could also be used in pistols like 44, 45, 22, and others. So the sheriff at the time in Tama County, Clay Parker, joined with the National Rifle Association, sued on the constitutionality of that law, and won, and it is currently being appealed, but that law got taken off the books. So that was an unconstitutional law that said, okay, no more, and so it's unenforceable right now until they get some decision. That same legislator, De Leon, has brought back a new bill to restrict cartridges, because I don't like to call them bullets, because that's the actual projectile, the cartridges, and then also require licensing of the persons want to purchase the ammunition, have to pass a background check, purchase a license. Remember, that all adds up to dollars. Yep.
Right.
And then you can buy the ammunition, but then you'd be restricted about how much you can buy, and you'd have to also be on a list, a registration list, of where you live and how much ammo you're buying.
And that's all in that one law.
That's all in that one law.
So they restrict the amount of rounds you can have. They say that you've got to, is there anything like they put in, it's got to be in a certain storage unit, it's got to be locked up and all that?
Not yet, but you know, that'll probably be coming.
Do you know what, how much you can buy at one time?
That has not been specified in there. Right now they're going with the licensing part, but then next will come the amount that you can buy at one time.
Well, so if you're going out on, say you're shooting the IPSC, which is, you know, a pistol competition type thing, or a three gun match, and you're going to go through 200 or 300 rounds.
In a day, absolutely.
That day. So if they restrict you to, oh, you don't need more than 500 rounds a month, then that means is that no practice.
Yeah, because shooting the competition is 200 or 300 rounds.
Right.
But then on top of that, you have to be proficient and practice if you're competitive. And so some of these top shooters, albeit many of them reload, some of these top shooters will shoot in excess of 1,000 rounds a week just practicing.
That's right. Even if you reload. Now, if you're reloading, I'm sure that that's going to come under it at some point.
Because, after 9/11, they wanted to put tags into gunpowder for tracking purposes, and then also restrict reloading components, and then also make a serialization of bullets and the brass for cartridges for tracking purposes, i.e. to prevent crime in case the serial number showed up at a crime scene. And that did not make it through law, but it was coming. And then that caused a big surge in purchasing of powder, primers, and reloading components.
Okay, let's go. Okay, let's go back to this then. The constitutionality, if the California State Legislature, which is what they're going to do, is outlaws centerfire rifles with detachable magazines, which, by the way, takes out many hunting rifles.
You'd have at
they're
least
making,
a,
they're making no, they're making no, type of, they're not discerning any type of difference between an AK-47 and a Remington 7600.
Right. Remington 7600 is a sporting hunting rifle that's a semi-automatic. It also comes in pump action, but a semi-automatic with a detachable magazine for hunting purposes. It has a, five round capacity, which is legal, but I know that they
it's
did
a semi-automatic,
but semi-automatic with a detachable magazine.
That's right.
And I do know that they make at least 10-round magazines for that because I've seen them.
Yeah.
And you could run into other issues. The Ruger Mini 14 could come under attack as well,
which is not under attack on the national level, but right here it means is that you would not be able to have that rifle.
Right. So part of the Second Amendment. You know, it basically reads that a well-regulated militia for the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. However, it is constitutionally sound that allows government to regulate firearms. And you can bet your bottom dollar that the legislators, both federal and state, will be pushing that envelope. They currently are and have been for many years, on the constitutionality of the laws that they're proposing.
I find this so amusing that, as we've talked about, is that we've taken AB 109 and we're turning out more and more criminals on the street. At the same time, we're taking away the ability for people, for the average citizen, the man and woman to protect themselves and taking away their right to have weapons. I mean, it's like, oh, turn the beast out And then, and so who is going to protect us?
And that's a good question. You know, law enforcement has been, having its challenges over the last few years with reductions in staffing, statewide. We've seen it even at, LA all the way up to here and other places with, layoffs or not being able to fill positions. Many of our agencies are back to staffing levels in the 1980s, even though our population has doubled and crime has been another problem. And then they want to, restrict and limit and take away guns. The, other part of that is in 2011, statewide gun sales were at about 400,000 for the year. This last year, 1.3 million.
Yeah, well, there's a reason for that.
Yeah, and in Shasta County, I was talking to a reporter yesterday that Shasta County was number one in gun sales for the last year per capita.
Per capita. Well, there could be a couple reasons for that. We're going to discuss that when we get back from the news. Why is Shasta County number one in buying weapons in the in California per capita? We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. Our guest, Sheriff Tom Basinko. We'll be back right after these messages.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. One woman who worked there is unaccounted for after a gas explosion took down JJ's restaurant in Kansas City, Missouri. At least 14 people are hurt.
There are burns that we're dealing with, that the hospitals are dealing with, two concussions, head injuries, and certainly abrasions from flying glass.
The police fire chief, Paul Berardi. The Vatican says Pope Benedict may change rules requiring a 15-day waiting period to elect a new pope. In this case, with his retirement and not death, the cardinals know it's coming and there won't be a funeral. A snowstorm is moving from the Rockies to the Midwest.
You could see locally up to 2 feet of snow across portions of Kansas and anywhere from Colorado to Wisconsin. You could get 6 inches of snow eventually as this system continues to progress eastward over the next couple of days.
Fox meteorologist Maria Molina says the wind could create whiteout conditions. Fox News, we report, you decide.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Gun Owners of California United Redding Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Redding Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns.
Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Redding, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us...
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Hey, I'm okay. Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershops, my buddies and friends down there. Hey, take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's Last Stronghold, a fine place to get a haircut. A good place just to go down and sit down, read the magazines, and talk with everybody. Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Good people. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basinko. We talked about AB 109, and at the very end of the last segment, you said that Shasta County is now the number one county in California per capita for buying weapons.
Correct.
Why?
I think part of it is we are a gun county, and we have been that for decades. The other part is people want to be able to own a firearm and feel safe and feel protected in their homes and in their community. Law enforcement cannot be everywhere all the time. And some of these incidents that we've seen occurring nationwide can occur anywhere at any time. Hopefully it does not occur here, but it could. You could have an incident at one of our schools. You could have an incident in one of our shopping malls, or it could just be on the street. And that way, if people are carrying, my concealed weapons permits are up almost double from a few years ago. And we're seeing more and more, and we're having lines, waiting lines for people to get their applications turned in, their first time applications, so it can be processed. And we're going to have to go to a appointment scheduling right now. And the same way Sacramento and Stanislaus counties have appointments for new applicants 18 months out.
Well, you know, here, Tom, is something that I think people need to understand too, is no matter what the reaction time, I mean, we're short policemen, short sheriffs. We know that. I mean, and so reaction times or show up time, reaction times?
What's response times.
Response times, I'm sorry. Response times have lengthened over the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
But as we just talked about during the break, a minute, whether it's 12 minutes or an hour, a minute changes your life drastically. And if you can't protect yourself during that 1 to 2 minutes, the police or the sheriff being there in 3 minutes isn't going to help.
Correct.
And I think that that's part of what's driving people here. We've got AB 109 and people see things are happening.
You know, a couple of years ago, there was a lady or a person tried to break into her home, and she called dispatch, and it was within the city of Redding. Officers were responding. The person continued to try and break in. She was on the line with dispatchers. She fired a warning shot, and that whole thing can be debated there, but she fired a warning shot. The person went away. She stayed on the line with dispatch. The person came back, continued to break in. And then as law enforcement officers were arriving, she felt that her life was in danger or serious bodily injury as per the law. She fired a couple of shots and fatally, wounded the individual, and she survived the incident. Wonder if she had not had that and that person made it in. Who knows what would have happened to her?
What if the first shot, when she tried to warn him off, but if she didn't have that? So he had, just like you said, he came through the door, and he was 3 minutes or 4 minutes ahead of the police right then, what he could have done. Mm-hmm. In 4 minutes. It's the idea of people being able to protect themselves is paramount. And right now, the state of California is trying to take that many of your tools away. Because they want to keep lawbreakers from having weapons and ammunition, but the only people this will affect, and everybody knows this.
Law-abiding citizens.
Yes. I mean, are you going to come to my house and say, hey, Carl, you can't have that hunting rifle anymore?
No.
Of course.
In fact, what's happening right now, there's a piece of legislation being proposed to get about $25 million for the Department of Justice, State Department of Justice, to go after APPs, and basically it is Arrested Prohibited Persons and program. And those are people who are either convicted felons, convicted of certain misdemeanors, mental health issues, or restraining orders. And obviously we don't want criminals to have guns. But now they want to go take that list and then go to door to door. There's about 30,000 on the list currently, and grows by about 3,000 a month. And then go door to door and look at trying to obtain, seize, and get these weapons, either by what we call a knock and talk and get the consent, or they'll have to get search warrants. And that's a concern because that list is very inaccurate. It has maybe someone was arrested for a felony, but then the court did not submit the paperwork properly or didn't get through the right channels and entered. The case was dismissed, and the person can legally have firearms. But then they're going to be coming and knocking on doors or have to spend a whole lot of time to do the research to see if that person can legally
own it. Or maybe the charges were dropped.
That's right.
My daughter reported her car stolen. And in the same day said, okay, they got the car back, and she reported that back to the police in New Mexico. When she's in Virginia, she gets pulled over and surrounded by police with drawn weapons. She's underneath with her hands in the air outside on the highway there.
Mm-hmm.
Because they saw the license plate, they pulled over as a car thief. It took probably 30 or 40 minutes, and I think even that, or an hour, for them to figure out that, oh,
she
was the owner. And mm-hmm. But it's the same kind of things. You see this, is there's mistakes made. So somebody's going to knock on your door and say, are you Tom Basinko? Well, I just don't, you know what, you're a felon. I want your weapons.
And there's a couple of sheriffs in California, and it's been in the news, that are starting to take that list and go door to door and do that. One is in Santa Clara, and she's taking the list. It's a sheriff down there, and she's having her staff go door to door and look for these prohibited persons. Again, convicted felons, don't have a problem with that.
No.
Or mental health people. Those are the problem people that have caused this.
Right.
And that's what the laws need to look at, is the root causes, which are the criminals themselves and or mental health issues, drug abuse, substance abuse issues, those people. And that's what the legislators are failing to come up with. We're coming up on a break here shortly.
Yeah, we need to take a break. Terry's on the line. Terry, we'll get to you right after this break. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. Our guest, Sheriff Tom Basinko. We'll be right back.
Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat, Sport, and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices. Boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, camping and RV accessories, plus kids' trout fishing pond, bass fin fishing demos, Dutch oven and barbecue cook-off, and the Northwest Big Game Taxidermy, featuring big game animal mounts. Hunters, bring in your horns to be officially scored at Northwest Display in Trinity Hall. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, houseboat giveaway, splashdown competition, backcountry horseman, Gunner the Clydesdale, and much more. There's something for everyone. March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the 27th Annual NorCal Boat, Sport, and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by KHSL, CBS 12, and KNBN, NBC 24, North Valley Bank, Coors Light, and this radio station.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center, or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, Call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Hey, stop by Reading Crown Motors today, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln and Ram dealership serving Reading and, of course, the North State. They have got a super collection of new and previously owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. You can find one that you want, and they're going to give you a great deal on it. They're your neighbors. They take great pride in what they sell, but also in how they service them. Their service department is second to none. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue in Reading, or give them a call, 530-223-2177. You will not be sorry. Reading Crown Motors. Our guest is Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Morning. Morning, Carl. Hi, Sheriff. How you doing?
Good morning, Terry.
Got a quick question for you. Up in Josephine County, Gil Gilbertson, the sheriff up there, has been had his staff cut by 70%. When we did a symposium for the sheriffs in Mendocino County, he actually had to leave there in the afternoon and cover a swing shift. So that's sort of the one end of the spectrum. The other end of the spectrum is us, and we need more deputies, as evidenced by the great job that you did the other night up in Shingletown. Letting those people know how basically they could protect themselves and what was happening with your deputies. Approximately how many deputies do you think that you would need? And, you know, I know that there's a maximum amount you'd like to have and maybe a minimum amount, but to where you think you could be effective, that you would need to add to your staff and maybe staff that you would need, and also how much would that cost per month?
Per month, I can deal with it a little bit better in a cost per year.
Okay, sounds good.
Round numbers for a deputy sheriff for salaries and benefits is about $80,000 per year. And then if you add in some overtime and other related expenses, round it to $100,000. So for every 10 deputies, that's $1 million. Then you have their equipment, which for 10 deputies, easily carry on their person between radios and such could be about another $10,000. So there's $100,000 there for 10 deputies. So that's now $1.1 million. And then those 10 deputies would need about five cars at about $50,000 each with the equipment and stuff. So there's another $250,000. So now we're up to $1.3 million for the year. Now, I know the cars last longer than a year. So it starts adding up pretty quick. And I could easily bring on right now, if we could get them hired and everything, and that's going to take a while, but I could easily probably bring on anywhere from 20 to 40 deputies and be back up to staff where we were maybe back in the 80s.
So if you had, say, five, and there was a budget, say, of $500,000 for that a year.
Million.
You could bring anywhere from three to five. That wouldn't be something that would be feasible or palatable for you?
Oh, I'd love it to bring on five deputies right now.
Well, so what do you think? Three to five, what do you think?
Three to five would be a good start. It's not the solution, but it's a good start.
Okay,
the problem is getting the money from the county,
right?
Because where does that come from? It comes from the general fund and all the counties, and especially Shasta being among them, have been hit with these economic times, and it's the money simply isn't there, or they would have to reprioritize from other county departments to make it happen.
Well, I know we're also involved as a county in numerous lawsuits that's costing us X amount of dollars per month. And maybe if some of those could get solved, it'd be nice to have a situation where we could take that money and use it for your department, because I think in the county, probably you're the number one need at this point.
The need is certainly there for patrol officers, for our support staff, like in our records, in our jail. We're working on another project of trying to get a medium security detention facility and rehabilitation center built, and then to get that to operate, we're looking at the cost of maybe about $2 million a year. Where's that money come from? And this is all to deal with the impacts of AB 109, and we still haven't even covered some of that, and we're coming up to the top of the hour here, because there will be, as we heard from Senator Nielsen, and I just got back from another meeting with sheriffs about a week ago, there's going to be more releases of these individuals from prison, and probably dipping into the more violent ones getting out of prison as well.
So you're saying around $500,000 put toward the Shasta County Sheriff Department would give us a little bit of a boost? That would be something.
It would. Now remember, that's $500,000.
Yep.
Every year, year after year, it could,
yeah,
and could go up because of salaries and insurance and all that stuff.
Hey Terry, we've got to run. We got another spot
here.
But that, thanks for the questions. You know, there was a question last night at the city council, and I think probably the county ought to ask this too. A gentleman got up and said, everybody talks about all these lawsuits. What are these lawsuits? How come nobody knows about them? He says, I believe that the city, and I think also the county, should make a list of all of these lawsuits, a paragraph explaining what they are and how much they're costing us monthly, and publish that in the paper. I mean, the citizens have a right to know that.
To a degree, they do. On the county level, it is on the Board of Supervisors' agenda, mm-hmm, week after week, that for closed session, and it lists the litigants in the case,
right,
and usually a little bit about them. It doesn't give the cost of the continued litigation. And then annually, I believe that the board puts out a list of litigation of where it's what's pending, kind of a recap,
uh-huh,
of it.
Okay.
And that's part of their public information of,
okay,
of,
well, that was just
a,
you know, and
the regular agenda.
I hadn't thought about that. A gentleman last night said, I don't know where these are, and nobody in the city council or the staff jumped up and said, well, we do publish these. Well, you just said the county does. But nobody, you know, that to let the people know what the lawsuits are, how much they cost, and, you know, because if all of a sudden you've got 10, 12, 15 lawsuits going against the county or the city, that's got to be drainage. But then again, sometimes people sue.
People can sue for anything
for any
that they want.
That's right. No.
And then the county has to defend itself, and that's costly in itself.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest, Sheriff Tom Basinko.
Play bingo at Wind River Casino. Paper only night is the first Tuesday in February at 6 p.m. 12 games pay $400. 25 bucks for two books. Additional books only $5. Play rock and roll bingo the second Saturday in February. Be ready for a game full of excitement, music, lights, and fun. Over $7,500 in cash and prizes will go. 20 games pay $250. Hands-free electronic $25. Paper $10. The last Sunday in February is Bingo Sweet Treats Marathon. 20 regular game marathon pays $1,000. Paper $35, electronic $99. We are the only place in town to offer a breakfast buffet free with your bingo buy-in. Every last Sunday of the month, over 100,000 guaranteed cash given away every month. Plus on Wednesday, February 27th, 10 lucky winners will be selected for a chance to win up to $1,000 in our chocolate-covered cash drawing. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WindRiver.com and check out our bingo calendar. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's better on the river.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as $1 per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Army Command Sergeant Major retired Ted Lighty with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Having a hard time finding ammunition for your CCW training? NFI can supply your ammunition for your NRA-certified personal protection course. 16 county sheriff departments have selected NFI to train their residents in concealed carry. NFI is passionate about training, safety, and is committed to American liberties. Read our reviews at NorCalFI.com, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. Tomorrow we're talking Honor Flight. We're talking with John Stadelli. We're talking with people that are helping our veterans and people with, you know, talking about what's going on in the North State. We'll be addressing, you know, I'm going to hit the fire tax again. Probably want to talk about the, you know, our economy up here. We've had some good news lately, and we've had some that is maybe not so good. And just what's going on around here, as we usually do on Thursdays. Trish Clark is going to join me, so I'm sure that she's got some ideas about things that are going to happen. But now let's go on back to our guest, Sheriff Tom Basenko. And let's talk about AB 109. Let's finish out with AB 109, because there are some other, this news that it's not
some very hot developing topics there. Last week I was at a sheriff's meeting, and the new secretary of the prison system, Jeffrey Beard, was there. And I was asking him some very direct questions. And bottom line is, they want to bring back about 6,000 prisoners that are held out of state and put them back in the prison system. The prison system is still overcrowded and has not met their prison population benchmark reductions as required by the Supreme Court. And that means that they're going to have more releases. And I pinned him down, and these more releases may include violent individuals because they're starting to run low on the low-level offenders, the less violent ones that are currently incarcerated. That's going to be an impact for all of our 58 counties in the state, and will be an impact here because we, Shasta County, have sent more people to prison than many other counties. And okay, so we now, can see more coming back here.
Okay, now, Tom, so what if all the sheriffs, do all the sheriffs see this as a problem?
Yes, many of them do.
I mean,
I won't say everyone because I can't speak for everyone, but I'll say yes.
But
many
the majority, the vast, I would say the more than just a majority probably think this is a problem getting all these people back.
Oh yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Well, why do they even listen to y'all? The chief law enforcement?
They receive the information. I won't say they listen because there's a difference there.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So they do receive the information. We're in touch with our legislators like Jim Nielsen, but they want to push the problem to the local counties, and that is causing issues of crime. And then how do you pay for it? Even though they're sending some money here, and then the issues of jail capacity and overcrowding, that's impacting us statewide as well.
And is there any reason to disbelieve why or even question why so many concealed carry classes are filled to the max and that people are buying weapons? Because they hear this. They're not stupid.
But it's sometimes hard to get a concealed carry in other parts of the state.
That's true.
Good luck on getting one in Los Angeles because Los Angeles has, I don't know, 5 to 7 million people population. And I think they issue a little over 1,000 permits. San Francisco, I don't know what their population is, but it's a bunch. And I think they have one or two permits for the city and county is one and the same. San Francisco, one or two CCW permits.
Well, and that's what I'm saying.
But very high crime rate.
And
violent crime.
and this is just kind of proof in the pudding then. And so when he briefed it, did all the sheriffs, we just only got like a minute, did the sheriffs just go,
No. There was another sheriff, she had some questions for the secretary, and he gave an answer, but it was a response versus an answer. Uh-huh. And that's when my questions got a lot more direct to him to pin him down to yes and no answers. And that's what it got down to is.
But did the other sheriff say, this is wrong?
No, because they could see the writing on the wall that the answers weren't being provided.
Okay. So it's like, okay, after like the third question, you go, okay, we see what you're doing.
And we'll be in touch with our legislators. We meet regularly with the governor at the association level, and we're working hard to address those issues that are impacting us and all of us here in the county and statewide.
Well, I expect, first of all, Tom, people appreciate your stance on concealed carry, with responsible citizens on that. And thank you so much for being on today. You're on your regular visits. We'll see you again soon.
Absolutely. I love it.
Carl on the butt. KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? From
dragging me down. Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Former Illinois Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. has just admitted he did things he shouldn't have with campaign money. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in D.C.
Jackson pleaded guilty to a single count of conspiracy for using $750,000 in campaign cash to buy lavish personal items. Jackson's attorney, Reid Weingarten, told reporters that this was a day that had to happen.
Jesse needed to come to terms with his misconduct, and those who were in court saw that he did precisely that.
Weingarten says Jackson told the judge he truly understands the consequences of his action, adding he had no interest in wasting the taxpayers' time or money. Lisa, sentencing will be in late June.
Rich, Kansas City officials just confirming a body has been found in the rubble of a restaurant that exploded last night, minutes after a strong smell of gas and an evacuation. At least 15 people injured, 6 still hospitalized.
There are people suffering at the hospital, and our heart goes out to them.
The Kansas City Fire Chief says they are still searching.